Blog Talk Radio.
To create so that people would have a place to ask those questions that they need to ask so they can make those changes in their lives. So if you have questions about your life and you want the answers from your guidance or the angels, then feel free to call in. Our number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. So I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, and a few months ago I was guided to take on a new method or modality called Infinity Healing, and this has pretty much changed everything in my life. And so tonight I was guided to have a conversation with one of the people that I've worked with doing Infinity Healing so that she can talk about the changes that it's brought into her life. And so this is completely off the cuff because this is something that we decided to do 15 minutes ago. So we are definitely just going with the flow of whatever guidance wants us to say and be in this time. So welcome, help me welcome Janetta Crumpley to the show. Janetta, welcome.
Hey, Barbara, and audience. I'm so happy to be here.
So why don't you introduce yourself and tell everyone what a wonderful person you are?
Well, thank you. I shall. I am Janetta Crumpley, and I've known Barbara now for a couple of years, and she has been helping and transforming my life. A little bit about me. I have been unemployed for some time. So with the Infinity Healing that I've been using and she's taught me how to do, it has really set me on a new path from going from having to worry about working and what I should do next and where's the next, you know, dollar amount's going to come to take care of things. And when you have been stripped down and you have nothing from, you know, you're going from, you know, 9 to 5 and getting that paycheck every 2 weeks and depending on that to nothing and then thinking, oh my goodness, what am I going to do and panicking. But with the Infinity Healing process, I'm really at ease. I'm really laid back in my life. I have a lot going on. But everything is set at a great pace, and I'm here to share the things that I've been doing, the things that have been coming through me, and the guidance, and it's wonderful. And if you can do the Infinity Healing, by all means, contact Barbara, and get it going, because it is really a definite way of living your life in peace.
Well,
no matter
wonderful.
how chaotic it can be.
Yes, and I've experienced that too, because there were times when my life was extremely chaotic, and now it's like, oh, okay, no big deal.
Yeah, we're riding the wave.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like we're just gliding through life, and it's, you know, it's just passing us, and things are coming and they're going, and it doesn't even bother me.
Yeah, and it's really quite wonderful.
Yes,
well,
yes, it is.
Anyone who is interested in experiencing infinity healing, you can go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and there's little schedule now buttons, and you can click on that and click on the discovery session. The discovery session is a free 20-minute session. We will use infinity healing and work on whatever it is you are choosing to work on so that you can experience this difference in your own life. So you schedule it for whenever it works for you, and you and I connect, and we make the magic happen. And like I said, this is completely free. All you have to do is schedule it. I can't make it any easier for you than that. So.
Nope, not at all. And audience, just take advantage of that. You'll be surprised at the things that you can find out about yourself and let it go.
Well, one of the things that you've been finding out about yourself is that this has opened the door for you to hear your guidance much, much, much more easily than you ever could before, and just receive messages that just kind of flow through you. How does that work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what happens, it's like a silent whisper of guidance. I get this feeling to ask a question, and then I just am guided to just start writing. You know, it's kind of like the automatic writing, but because of the infinity healing, all of a sudden it's like I can be in the grocery store and all of a sudden I just hear these words, and it's just coming through, and I'm like, okay, so now I carry around this little notebook of mine and I just start jotting things down. And I would like to share, if I can, some things that have come through, but it's really messages. And I take no credit for it, because it's not me, but it's a message delivered to me, and I don't mind sharing to the world, because once you start relaxing, you start hearing, and in that hearing, you start to know, and it's directed straight to you, whatever you're going through. And when I look back at it, I say, ooh, I didn't just make that up. Where did that come from? And it's nothing to be spooked out about. It's, you know, a lot of times we look at movies and we think, oh no, something's coming through me, I'm being possessed or something like that. But it's not. It's just love's embrace. It's just the messages through the guidance. And I asked to be guided in a direction where I can have clarity, and I begin to hear, and I just jot it down. And if I may, can I share one?
Of course.
Okay. There's no titles or anything to this one. It's just like I just felt like my higher self was speaking to me, and it says you're a reflection of me. We show you in your physical beingness. You have to critique yourself and align with us vibrationally within feeling the flow of energies within perfecting, fulfilling and aligning, connecting to us, your higher self, allowing energies to direct fully to who and what you truly are. A reflection of perfection within you vibrationally. And that was one where I was just asking, I kind of felt like before this even came, I was feeling like, okay, who am I and what am I supposed to be doing? And am I by myself or do I have help? And it was just kind of like saying, hey, you're a reflection of us. We're one. We show you in this physical, and it's just like you just have to tune yourself in. Just like, well, I'm telling my age, but back in the day when you're trying to tune into a radio station, it's a lot of static and everything. Technology is so great now, you don't even have to worry about that. But it's like tuning in where you can feel that energy, and the energy is just so great. It's so full of love, and it's a perfecting and fulfilling, and you're just aligning yourself with your higher self and trusting. You just trust because you get this gut feeling, and the flow of it just flows through you, and it's so beautiful.
Well, wonderful. And I just think it's wonderful the way that you are just getting the answers to your own questions, because I'm always telling people that everybody can do this. I mean, being able to channel your or the selected few is something that everybody has access to. And if anybody wants to learn to do this on your own, you can Google it, you can go to my website. There's a free page that tells you how I learned to channel. And it's been a phenomenal change in my own life, and I just love the way it's also changing you. You're more peaceful, more accepting, more willing to do something on the spur of the moment, like suddenly be on a radio show, than you ever used to be. It's like you're coming alive in a lot of ways. But it's coming alive in a very grounded and centered kind of way.
It definitely is. And with the Infinity Healing, it helped me to open myself up to listen. It seems like this downtime I've had, not working, being laid off from a job and everything, that it all equaled up to this moment in my time, in my life, where I'm able to just be at ease and be calm. It could be, excuse me, it could be a situation where you have a lot of things going on and you don't know exactly how to approach it. And you just quiet yourself and you just listen. And here's one, I want to share this one. This was one in the morning, and it was like I woke up in the morning and, giving reverence to such a beautiful day and just having gratitude and love for my presence within it, but also the presence within me, the energy within me. So this is the message that I would like to share. It says, greetings on this wonderful day of existence. Today is a day filled with the magic of beingness. Did you know your existence matters? You're here because of your artistry eyes that the world that see the world in the images of false belief, knowing that there is a better way of living, being, and doing. Ah, the sweet victory of living your life as you feel it is. Now, that is living in the alignment with the divine within you. You are who you are because you choose to be. And that was the message for me, because sometimes in life we think that we're supposed to be at a certain place, at a certain time, at a certain age, or a certain date. And the way that I feel about my life today is that I really don't have a long-term goal set. I'm living day to day, moment by moment, and I enjoy that. And I enjoy listening and hearing my guidance. And like Barbara said, it's not a hard thing. You just have to be still enough to listen. We live in a world where everything is fast paced and we have to get things going. And sometimes you just have to sit still. Just sit still enough and you'll be able to hear the way that you should go.
That's wonderful. And one
Yes.
of the things that you keep saying that your guidance is telling you about being, a lot of times people have difficulties with being at peace with their life when there's something that they consider to be not right about their lives. I get all of these calls from people who are not working and they're getting desperate for money, and trying to get them to understand that it's by being in that space where you are not desperate because you know that God is always going to provide for you. So you are actually at peace with the situation, opens you up to receiving money. And
Right.
most people want to receive the money and then they'll be okay. And I'm telling them to be okay so they can receive the money. How did you finally learn that?
Well, one thing that I listened to a lot of different motivational things, and one thing that all of them were saying was to feel what you would feel like, find that feeling that you would feel when you would receive the money. How would you feel when you receive the money? You would feel happy, you would feel excited, you would feel like a weight is lifted off of you. Visualize yourself seeing yourself with the money, paying the bills, writing the checks, and actually going through the motion as if you have already received it. And in that auto, excuse me, in that way of already have been receiving the money, you place yourself already there. And I also use this technique where I just write. I write myself. I say, I see myself what? Okay? I see myself, here's a good example. My son needed to go to college and didn't have the money, didn't know where it was coming from, but I knew it was going to happen. See, in that mo in the split second, I knew it was going to happen. I could feel it. So I visualized. I saw my son at the college. I saw him walking to class. I saw him smiling with new friends and just enjoying that atmosphere. And then with someone who was able to assist with that. And that's how I've been doing it. Any and everything that I would desire, I go ahead and visualize it, and then I write it down and I say, I see myself, and then I, end the sentence with what I see myself being, doing, having, in love's embrace and happiness. Because when you're going through the motion of not enough or the lack of not having enough, you're staying there. You're seeing yourself there. You're pulling yourself in the quicksand of the lack. So you can't get up out of it. But if you visualize yourself as there, and then look at it like this, and everything that you've ever had to do and get done, looking back, you say, I'm glad that lesson is over. I got through that, and I'm ready to go on to the next thing. How did you feel? It's like the end of the movie, the happily ever after. How do you feel? Do you feel happy about it? Do you feel still stuck about it? So change your vibration, change your visualization of it, and become it. And then all of a sudden, these things will fall into place, and then you start living it. But for me, like I say, I hear these messages coming through. I start writing these messages. If it's something that I need to get done, then I see myself getting it done before it even happens. So I have that happy feeling of knowing. And in that knowing is being. And in that being is doing. And in that doing is done. And it's like, whoa, that's exciting. Let's do it again. What else do I need to get done?
Yes, it does. It just sounds like so much fun.
Yes, and it can be fun. I mean, before I didn't look at life as being fun because I was just working to pay bills. But then I lost the income to pay the bills, and then I was feeling like, oh no, what am I going to do now? But then in the quietness, it said, you know, I open up the unlimited doors of opportunity for you. So you think about that. You have unlimited possibilities everywhere. So why not? Why not just go out there and get those possibilities, or be the magnet and bring them to you?
We are all attracting what we desire into our lives, but we usually put up little walls to keep it out. So, learning how to
Right.
let go of the walls and just be is really how you find that joy and happiness that everybody seems to be looking for.
Right, because we think that there's something that we're supposed to do to make it happen. Yes, we do make it happen, but you don't have to physically make it happen like yesterday. You can sit back and say, okay, what is it that I desire to get done today? Knowing that, you know, you have bills to pay. And that's basically it. I mean, I've listened to your audience before. And a lot of the calls, people, you know, they worry about, you know, a mate to be in their lives. They worry about having enough money. They worry about the interview that they're going on. But if they could see themselves already there and the result that they would like to be a success.
Janetta?
Yeah. Hello?
I can't hear you. Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, sorry about that. But no, as I was saying, you know, listening to your audience, and a lot of times people they have different things going on in their lives, but they're worrying about a new job, they're worrying about a new mate in their life, worrying about, you know, how much money that they have or that what they don't have. And the bottom line is you control all of that by seeing yourself in it already. Okay? And just visualizing. See, if we could see ourselves there, then we can be it. You know, and I just have to share this. Many years ago, I always wanted to go on a cruise. And I didn't know how I was going to go on this cruise, but I was going to go on this cruise. So I had a little composition book, and I put the pictures in there, the cruise ship. I put pictures of the nice, you know, just being on a boat, you know. And what had happened with that, I was working with a young lady, and she asked me one day, out the blue, she says, "Janetta, hey, do you want to go on a cruise?" So, you know, I wasn't really listening. You know, I was like, "What? You know, go on a cruise?" I said, "Girl, I don't have any money to go on a cruise." She goes, "I didn't ask you that. Do you want to go on a cruise?" And all I could think about was I call it my dream book. It was where I had put those pictures, and I was like, "Are you serious?" And she's like, "Yeah, you know, all expenses paid. Somebody that I wanted to go with me, they bailed out on me, and you've helped me out, so I want you to go. You want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay." But like I was saying, and I did go on a cruise, and we had a great time. But the bottom line is this: I had visualized being on that cruise. I didn't know what cruise. I just knew I was going to go on a cruise. I had the pictures. I would look at it, you know, and think about it. And lo and behold, you know, my genie came through, and I had that experience. And I look back on my book now, and everything in that book really has come to pass. And it's totally amazing.
Wonderful.
You know, if you want a
Great.
new job, or you're on a current job, you don't like that job, rather than the focus on what you don't like, just think about the dream job that you want, and you put it out there and say, you know what? I do believe that I want a job that has, you know, where I have my office and, just laid out exactly the way that you want. And the reason why I say that, because you be careful what you ask for, because I wanted a car, and a family member brought me a car. It wasn't a good running car, but it was a car. So I learned that lesson. Be
Yes,
careful
that's
what
for
you
a
ask for.
reliable car.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't say a great running car. I just said a car. So, I
Okay.
tell the audience, yeah, I tell the audience, just to, just be very detailed about what you want, and it will happen.
Yes, it
As
will.
long as you feel it's going to happen. I mean, you can write it all day long and don't believe it really works. It's not going to.
That's
But
true.
if you don't see yourself
Because
there,
it's
it's
our
not going to be
thoughts that
there.
actually create. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we have a
And it's a
caller with their
beautiful thing.
hand up.
Oh, okay.
So let's find out who this is and what they want. Area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Tina. Thank you for having me, show, ladies.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. You two sound alike. Did you know that?
Oh, we sound alike.
We sound alike.
We sound alike. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to follow, like, okay. I mean, I know the difference, but you guys sound just alike. I was like, is that her sister? I'm like, am I visualizing the sisters? Their voices are one now. So, okay.
Well,
we've been
all
friends
all
for a few years, but,
Well, that's why. You guys sound just alike. Thank you very much.
Well, what can we do for you?
I called because I saw the Soul Infinity Healing. I was interested in that.
Okay. Well, this is Barbara Grace, and I'm the one that does the Infinity Healing. Infinity Healing is a method of connecting you directly with the Creator. And then I ask you, are you ready to receive this energy? And then you tell me what it is in your life that you want to work on. And I start making these question statements about working on that issue. So then you say yes to God, the Creator, whatever name you want to use. And once you say yes, the energy starts, and that issue, whatever it is, starts to be completely resolved and replaced with whatever's for your highest good. So if you have a belief like, I can never have enough money, then that belief would be being dissolved, and it would be being replaced with truth, which is that God is always, always providing whatever you need in your life. So that's kind of a general overview of it. Do you have questions based on that? Or?
Yes, I would like to, but yeah, there's a property that I would like to purchase like within 8 days. I wanted to work on that, and I would like to be a millionaire. So, yes, I would like to clean all the energy, yes, to make me a billionaire as soon as possible. Thank you.
Well, the thing about money is that that's one of actually the complicated issues in our lives. We have a whole bunch of beliefs that actually keep money away from us.
Mm-hmm.
We can believe that we're not good enough, we're not worthy, no one's going to value you that much, you don't love yourself, no one else loves you. You were told when you were a child that you couldn't have money, money doesn't grow on trees, and there's like thousands of different things that we actually believe about money. So even if I, did the Infinity Healing and said that you're going to be a millionaire, it would still take a while because all of that stuff would have to be cleared out. So money is not one of those instant things that you can just one little statement and you've got it.
Okay.
I
understand. Okay, I understand.
We can do a little work on money right now if you want to.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So we are now activating the infinity healing energy, and if you would like to receive it, say yes.
Yes.
Okay, and just take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
So would you like an infinity healing for clearing out and releasing all of the false beliefs that you knowingly or unknowingly have that in any way, shape, or form block you from receiving money into your life?
Yes.
And very nice deep breath.
Okay, thank you.
And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are a child of God and God is always, always providing for you? God always wants you to have whatever it is your heart desires. God is always there for you. God is the source of every penny that has ever come into your life. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so now I want you to think about money, and does it feel different?
Yes, thank you.
Good. And once you started the infinity healing energy, that energy will continue to run until the issues are resolved, which can take hours, days, weeks, months, years. It's just however long it needs to run.
Oh, great. I would like an affinity for being vulnerable and love. I wouldn't. Yes.
So right now you're afraid of being vulnerable?
Yes.
And are you afraid of being loved?
Not being loved, just being vulnerable to go deeper.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you need to be afraid of being vulnerable or that love is a scary thing? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay, thank you.
And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that when you are being vulnerable, that means that your heart is open, that you are radiating that love from within you, and you are attracting into your life people who want to radiate their love to you as well. So by allowing yourself to be vulnerable, you are actually allowing yourself to give and receive love. If so, say yes.
Yes.
Very nice people.
Thank you.
Okay, let me check and make sure there's not anything else they want to do on that one. Okay, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is safe for you to be in a loving relationship? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths.
Okay, thank you.
And one more. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that the first person that you need to be totally open and vulnerable with, the first person that you need to completely and totally accept and love is you?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, how does the whole idea of being in love feel now?
Much lighter, thank you.
You're welcome. So was there anything else?
No, I guess not. This is my property. I'm just ready to receive my property.
You wanted to sell your property?
No, I would like to purchase a property.
Oh, you're looking to purchase a property.
Yes.
Ah, so would you like an infinity healing for having clarity on what it is you are looking for in a property and guidance so that you can find the property that is perfect for you?
Yes. Yes, and I want to pay it in full. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so when we ask for you to find what is perfect for you, which means it'll be the perfect location, the perfect price, the perfect everything that's involved.
Yes.
So it'll be really what is right for you. If it's not perfect for you, you're not going to feel an attraction to me.
Yes. No, I have it in mind. Yes, I wanted an 8 days. Thank you.
Well, they know you wanted an 8 days. You know, they never make promises as far as time. Not for me, anyway. So, we'll see what happens.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Blessings to you both.
Blessings
okay,
to you,
bye-bye.
Too. That was awesome. Good luck
Thank
to you.
You.
So that was, you know, one of those wonderful opportunities to demonstrate to people how infinity healing works and to let them know that once you do start that energy, once you've asked God to change your life, then that change is going to continue until it is accomplished. Because God loves you so much that God's never going to, you know, back off or let you down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you had, in dealing with the money, you had asked a question to me before about what I believed about myself and money. And, you know, it's the false beliefs of money. And when you begin to have a relationship with money, think about it. You know, you begin to have a relationship and you begin to understand that we're all energy, and including that money. And what we put out, it comes back. And previously on my journey, I had to learn how to open up and receive that and become, money is my best friend, you know. Money will come back to me. And then, you know, you're just affirming this. And she said that she wants to be, what, a millionaire, or she wants to do this. And she has to change that wanting to feeling, I feel like a millionaire, you know. And I know that today is my day, and feel great about money, you know. Establish that relationship with money. And it's whatever you believe in life, it becomes. So what you create today, in your mind, in your thoughts, you create it today, it'll be your future. So good luck to her, and I look forward for her to call us back and with her millionaire, okay?
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, that's one thing that people don't seem to really get, is that you attract the things that are a vibrational match to you. So if you're thinking of money and you're feeling desperate, you're not attracting money. You're attracting desperation. But if you think about money, think about having the money, allowing yourself to feel that you have it, not that you want it, but that you have it, and then feeling whatever emotions that brings up in you, then the universe is saying, oh, we get it. This is what you want to feel. And so they start bringing things into your life that create those feelings in you. They're always doing that. So if the feeling is desperation, they are bringing you more desperation. If the feeling is joy and happiness and bliss and a sense of financial freedom, then they're bringing you more and more of that. So you are attracting what you are feeling, not what you're saying, but what you're feeling. Most people
Absolutely.
Spend, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, feeling that they don't have whatever it is they want, and they set aside 5 minutes a day to do their affirmations and say that they have it. Well, that's not going to work, because the other time, the, you know, the 24/7, your energy is not saying that you have it. And the universe is going by what you are feeling, not what you are saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree, because, you know, I just speak from experience and that feeling nature, and it's just being happy in it. And as I said before the call, it's just seeing yourself there. I saw myself on a cruise, and I was on a cruise. And I, like I said, I didn't know how I was going to get there or how the money I was going to, you know, have to do it, but it just fell right in my lap. And it was such a beautiful thing. And this is how you can, it's like you graduate from the surface thoughts, and then you start feeling yourself. So it's kind of like you're daydreaming all the time, you know, just start daydreaming and feeling the life that you wish to live all the time, and it'll fall right in place. And it's beautiful.
Yes, it is, and it really does work. Most people just don't seem to get it, though. So it doesn't.
Well, it's a reconditioning.
It's the opposite of what we've been taught.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a reprogramming kind of thing. Yeah.
Right, because you put up those blockages, and then you learn how to, you know, take those blockages off. You know, about anything, about a romance or about a loved one, you know, somebody you want, somebody in your life, a relationship, money, you know, and that's the basic thing. If money is energy and we're energy, why can't we connect to it? You know?
Yeah.
We're always
chasing
it. So let it come to you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was listening to, I think I was listening to Don Clark today. I'm not sure who I was listening to. But they were talking about how, you know, when you're a kid, and our lives really flowed when we were a kid, you know, and we were allowed time to play, time to dream, time to create things in our own minds that, you know, would come true in real life. And that was just the way we were. And by the time we were in middle school, we no longer got to play. We no longer had recess. You know, we had to go to PE, and it was not fun. It was actually work. And they changed us so that we couldn't play. We couldn't just have fun. We couldn't just allow things to come into our lives. So that reprogramming is a big deal. Because we really don't know how to just be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We really don't, because we live in that kind of world, that mindset. But if you can be, what you say, in the world but not of it, you know, you can float through and just daydream, and, you know, people that don't understand, they'll call you crazy, but, you know, I'm living my life each day to the fullest in happiness, joy, and peace and love as I see fit for me. I don't judge anybody, because they're living at the levels that they need to be. And if I can bring a spark or a word or something of encouragement to help them on their path, then so be it. And we're all happy. But just staying in that happiness, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it really does. And it's interesting to me how our societal beliefs also shape what we experience. I was listening to somebody else. I really should just write these people's names down so I can tell people what the names were. But they were talking about women and menopause, and how in the United States, you know, menopause is seen as this horrible experience you have to go through, and you go to the doctor and you get drugs, or you get herbal relief, or, you know, you carry around one of those little fans and a little squirt bottle to cool yourself off, and you've got those heat flashes, and how we've turned it into this horrendous experience. And one of the people who was talking was actually from another country, and she said when she grew up, menopause was no big deal. Nobody had to go mm-hmm. through drugs. Nobody had problems with it. It was just something you went through. It was actually a great transition in your life. You looked forward mm-hmm. to it because it meant that you no longer had to be worried about being pregnant. It actually brought you freedom, and you wanted
sure.
it.
Right.
And
right.
that is just so different from how it is in the United States. You know, we see it as this horrible thing that means we're no longer worthy to be women and blah, 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 blah. And those are the kinds of things we are programmed to believe.
Right, right. And I just look at it once you decide to investigate and open yourself up, you know, getting out of the box of limited thinking, then you'll be able to see the world in which you live as you'd like to see and live it, you know? And you just bring yourself forth, the true you, and you start living and being and doing in a different mindset. You know,
yeah.
Like I always say, we're all on the escalator trying to go to the top. We're just, everybody's taking a different route. Some of us walk all the way up, and some of us stand there and just enjoy the scenery, and some of us don't even get on the escalator, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's one of the things that I actually love about the Infinity Healing is that it is a simple, fast, and effective way to change that programming, to release those beliefs that have actually kept you stuck for all of these years. And when it does that and you feel the difference, and it's like, wow, why didn't I do this earlier, you know?
Right, exactly, exactly, exactly. And I don't know, it's a good feeling. It's a great feeling. And I see happy people all the time.
Yeah, and there really are people out there who are happy. But we're usually
absolutely.
Programmed to see the people who are unhappy, to see the people who are absolutely miserable or poor or pathetic or, you know, all of the negative stuff that's out there. We don't know what happiness
yeah.
even looks like.
Right, right. And, I mean, we've all been there, and it's kind of like you find your alignment, that one thing that's going to help you. And I found it through your Infinity Healing, and I can't thank you enough because it has raised my vibrations to a higher level of understanding who and what I am and in the situations that I live, how to live past it and that it's okay. Because I always say that no problem is a problem. It's just a situation that's temporary. Think about that. No problem is a problem. It's just a situation that's temporary, and then you can make it change for yourself, you know. And it's up to you. It's up to the individual. What are they perceiving it to be? And that's our job,
yeah,
Barbara, to help them to understand and to know that it's going to be all right because it's already all right.
Yeah, because we are each creating exactly what we are experiencing. And sometimes
and that's
don't
the hardest
hear
thing.
That, but it's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing because nobody wants to feel like they've done something wrong. You know, we grew up thinking that, oh, if I go this way, this might be wrong. So it's the wrong thing. I'm going to get in trouble, you know. And you don't get in trouble, you know. Can you
no,
hear me?
It's just a lesson. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just a lesson in the experience we call life, you know?
Yeah, it is. And it really is amazing, the opportunities that we get. You know, just
mm-hmm.
that are just there. And so they keep telling me I need to say this, so I'm going to say this myself. For the wonderful woman who called in earlier and we were talking about money, there is a free infinity healing thing that I did last Sunday that had to do with money and abundance. On my website at Divinely Guided Healing, And then click on the tab that says Complimentary Infinity Healing Monthly Call or something like that. And then go down to the bottom of the page, and there are three recordings, and one of them is on abundance. So you might want to go and listen to that recording and say yes along with me as I'm helping you to release beliefs about money and abundance and deserving and value and all of that other kind of stuff to get you even more releasing as far as the issue of money goes. And like I said, this is free. You just go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and listen to the recording. And that's all you have to do. And you just say yes, and you let that energy flow through you and clear out those old beliefs, because we just have so much crap when it comes to money and who we are and what we're allowed and all of that kind of garbage. Okay, I said what I was supposed to say. Now they should be happy. No, they're not happy. And while you're on my website, you can also sign up for my newsletter, which is actually a video as well as a newsletter. And when you do that, you get a free infinity healing recording having to do with self-esteem. And they're saying that you could probably benefit from that too, although she seemed to have lots of self-esteem, but they're like, well, it's not all really true, so she could still benefit from it. And whoever else wants to do that, that's fine too. All you have to do is give me your name and your email address. And I promise not to sell it to those people who always want to buy names and email addresses. Actually, no one's ever approached me like that. I'm always wondering, who is it that they're not selling to? I'm sure there's someone. You don't need to tell me. but that's just another opportunity for you to get some more clearing done for yourself. And everything that I've mentioned is absolutely free. So it's just a matter of you investing the time in yourself. And if you don't love yourself enough to invest the time, that's absolutely fine. You can stay the way you are as long as you want to. And I hope that you're really, really happy. Even if you're really miserable, I want you to be happy with that misery, because that's your choice.
But it's well worth
okay,
it,
Jeanette.
Believe me. Yes, yes. Yes, it's well worth it, yeah.
I want you to read the writing about freedom.
Oh, okay. This is something that I'd like to share that came through, and the title of it is Free to Be Me. So, audience, close your eyes. If you're driving, don't do that. But if you're listening, close your eyes and just take a deep breath and, you know, exhale, let it out, and just take a listen to these words. Free to be me. As I allow the presence within to emerge, I feel the energy of pure love's embrace, folding me in its place within my being. It's not that it is separate from me, but the thought of my individuality that keeps me separate from it. I of myself can do nothing. It is that which lives and breathes inside of me that is in control when I allow it to be. I begin to allow this feeling of confidence, joy, happiness, and peace to be in the forefront of my life. I refuse to let my human self separate me from knowing this incredible existence in love. I know that all things are possible just by the thoughts and feeling of bringing it into my existence. I release all fears of doubt, knowing from my previous experiences there is no failure, just the thought of things not happening, and why would they not? Only by the mere thought of it not. I will continue to grow and allow the maturity of the spirit within to embrace my being. I will allow and let this magnificent force drive me to my incredible life that awaits me just for my asking. Today holds unlimited possibilities that are destined to be joined with me, allowing me to see, feel, hear, and know of its existence, knowing all along it was here. It was and is here as the soft, sweet whispers that guide me to the level of where I need to be as long as I allow it. I graciously received what it has for me, which is the greatest gift of me. I know now that to live is to love all things that are set on my path for me to have in my experiences. I have the choice to listen to the guidance and take heed to the messages that are put before me. I allow and receive all the goodness that I have so desired for so long. I release all the negativity in my life, knowing its time is up, and I have now detached from those experiences. The lesson is complete, and I now move toward the light and love of my true being within. It has been so patient and shows me the ultimate feeling beauty of life. There is no other way to describe the breath of love other than to inhale the beauty of its existence. I give gracious gratitude of its patience, for it knew I one day would recognize I'm free to be me. Thank you.
Oh, that's just such wonderful energy in those words.
Oh my goodness, it's so full of love's embrace. And I always say that it was spiritually sent and divinely delivered.
Yes, it feels absolutely amazing. Okay, our time.
I just love it.
I do too. Yeah. Our time is almost up.
Wow, it
if
seems so
if people wanted to connect with you, I know. Time flies when you're having fun. If people wanted to connect with you, is there a way for them to do so?
Well, I was going to give you that information so you can put it on your website.
You can also say it. They can hear.
Oh, okay. Well, they can email me at Janetta Crumpley 7, you know, the number of completion, JanettaCrumpley7@gmail.com. You can email me, and I also have another email address that you can maybe easier to remember. You select the number 2 bless. You select to bless @gmail.com. So you select the bless @gmail.com and JanettaCrumpley7@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
And I just thank you so much for allowing me to share. And, you know, I thank you for opening up those things within me to help me to be the beautiful butterfly that I am now elevating to be.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I just love butterflies. What can I say?
That's right. So we can get some more butterflies in our flock, huh?
Yes. So anyone who wants to become a butterfly, you know, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com or go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of contact me places in there. There's even a free book. And on that page, you can actually fill out a form and ask your question or whatever it is that is on your mind. This is all about you and who you are becoming. So if you are ready to start, you know, becoming that beautiful butterfly that you are meant to be, then give Infinity Healing a try and see if it helps you to than you would have anyway. So thanks so much, everybody, for listening. And I am actually supposed to be back in the morning at 11 o'clock, but I don't know if I'll actually be there. It's kind of late and I haven't slept yet.
Yeah.
But thanks again, Janetta. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Barbara. And we have that energy, so you know what? We don't need a lot of sleep.
That's easy for me to say now, but come morning, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, am I supposed to get up now?
But thank you for having
me.
I look forward to coming back and visiting, okay?
That will be great. And have a good night's rest. You deserve it.
All right. You too. Much love. Peace
okay.
and love. All right.
Same to you. Bye-bye, everybody.